you know darn well what it means to make what sacrifice means. And you know sacrifice seems like it comes from outside yourself. Something outside you is demanding that you make a sacrifice. And you know that you don't really go, I'm the one that's making myself sacrifice. And I try to push love away from me because I think love as we do. And I don't deny that. I don't have the desire to get into special love relationships that the world does. I've been in the course 25 years, and let me tell you, I'm over it. I'm so over romantic love as we do it. It doesn't even have an attraction to me. It's like when I watch people do it, it's almost like standing outside watching, looking at it. It's like, oh, that's cute. You know, because you know the dance. Everybody knows the dance. Everybody knows the dance. First at the beginning, you can do no wrong, and you know, you each other's completion in some way. Then you start the scripts. Then you start to see where they're not acting out the scripts. Then you get disillusioned because there's nothing, you know, then you break off, and then you go to somebody else and try the same thing again. You know, we do it. We do the dance all the time. You know, so it's almost like before, it's almost like, and you notice that the people you've been the most intimate with, especially at a sexual level, in special love relationships, I bet anything, those are the ones that you all are not in contact with. When you look back, I mean, there may be a few exceptions, but I bet you everybody you've gotten the most intimate with in the past that you're not with now, I bet that most of those people you are not in friendship with. And when you look at the ones you've been in friendship with the longest, in most cases, those will be non-physical relationships. So it's like the price you pay for special love, as we do it, is that you have this intense amount of passion and joining and sacrifice. Then the disillusionment happens, and then you can't even, matter of fact, then comes a forgiveness grievance lesson, usually right after that, right? And then, and that's what, I mean, typically, I know we can always say there's exceptions to everything, but I mean, let's get real, typically that's the dance that happens. Now, think about the ones you never got into a special love relationship with, and never got physically intimate with, and I bet you probably feel comfortable to pick up the phone today and call that person and say, let's go out to dinner tonight. So I'm not saying you can't be physically intimate, but there is a definite correlation between our idea of love, which is specialness, and how it is a bargain that we give and we take away, and friendship, which is more analogous to real love, which is not making a lot of demands for sacrifice at all. And the relationship seems to have longevity. Some of us can make that transformation. I've had relationships that have started out intimate at a physical level and at an intimate level, and then for whatever reason we decided to upgrade it. It's like a computer. And we decided that, well, you know, maybe this isn't the one aspect of the relationship that, for whatever reason, it just dropped away. And then, but you still continue to have this incredible level of friendship. So that's love. That's love. Friendship is much more near what, not, it's not there, because it's still special too. You know, let your best friend go out with somebody else two or three times in a row and leave you out. You see some specialists hanging around there too, you know. But usually, we are much more less demanding of people that we're not in a special, intimate relationship with. So when I feel that kind of attraction, which I now describe as the attraction to guilt, I say, ooh, that was a person I just felt an attraction to guilt with. I think I might want their phone number. You know what I'm saying? Because you know this attraction to guilt feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's like we call that, oh, I'm attracted. We don't. We just leave out the to guilt part, and we just go, I'm attracted to.
But
yeah.
When you have friendship,
mm-hmm.
You don't sit and analyze all this stuff. You just do things.
Yes. And
they're obsessive about all the garbage.
And you would tell your friend
things.
And you tell your friend, typically, you would tell your friends things you would never tell your lover. You tell your friends things that you would never tell your spouse. Probably because you're much more afraid of losing your specialness with that person. Not necessarily that person, but you're afraid of, the person's afraid of losing their specialness. But you know, if you see a guy that you think is cute, you'll tell your friend immediately. Wow, I thought he was really hot. If you with your man, you ain't gonna say that. But that's the person you love. Okay, so then it says, I know the truth is like that. It is. It seems terrifies you, and it's hilarious. It's one or the other. There's no in between. So he says, for if God would demand total sacrifice of you, it seems safer to project God outward and away from you and not be host to love. And if you, let's say love instead of God, it'll make a whole lot more sense. He says, to love you ascribe fear's treachery, which is the ego. In other words, he says, we don't know it, but we are inviting fear to take love's place to protect us from love. Or the course definition for that would be specialness. We are inviting, I'll get into a special relationship with you, and I'll call it a love relationship with you. But it's not really a love relationship, but it's a special relationship. You know, because at least in a special relationship, we'll sacrifice for each other. It'll look like we're at least trying to act out a few scripts. But it looks like love demands total sacrifice. You know what? Because love would not act out any of your scripts. See, if I'm in a love relationship with somebody, they're not going to necessarily do things that I want them to do. Because if it's a love relationship, I wouldn't even want them to do something they didn't want to do. So if it was a love relationship, I have to go something like, God, even though I would really love for her to go with me tonight to this dance, I would never make her go to a dance that she didn't really want to go to. I wouldn't try to make her feel guilty. And she might go, great, because I don't want to go. So that's wonderful. You see what I mean? So, but look like I sacrificed what? Being able to have somebody with me at the dance that I cared about. Where if we were in a special relationship based on scripts and demands and sacrifice, I'd say, God, I want to go to this dance tonight. And you say, well, you know, I should go because I am your mate and everything. So even though I don't want to go to the dance, I'm going to go to the dance. So see, so it looks like the special relationship is not asking as much of me as a real love relationship is asking of me. You see what I'm saying? So it seems like Cole said, of the two, it always looks like the fearful relationship is the one that doesn't demand the most sacrifices. Because the fearful relationship, even though it's the one demanding all the sacrifices, looks like you're at least getting something you want sometime.
I have a question.
But in a love relationship, then you would have to be willing to put the other person's happiness before what your script was in that situation. And if they didn't want to do it to your ego, it would look like you just lost something, which was you having that experience you wanted to have with that person. So that's why it's so tempting. Yeah. Yeah.
Your reward, though, is a sense of inner peace.
In what way?
Asking the other person to go to the dance with you.
Exactly.
So you get a reward.
Yeah.
Not a sacrifice.
Right. Yeah. Because if I loved you, then I would want you to do something you didn't want to do. And so I wouldn't even expect you to. So I would have the inner peace of not trying to make you sacrifice. And I would also have the inner peace of knowing I showed you my love for you. I only want you to do the thing that made you feel joyful. So you're exactly right. It's like if you're not, see, it's interesting the difference between sacrifice. Let me see if I can give you a great illustration. That's the difference between sacrifice and love. If you meet a parent that says, I sacrificed so much for my children. I worked 70 hours a week just so I could put them through college. And they're just full of, that's resentment. Okay. If you hear a parent go, yeah, I work 7 hours a week to put my children through school because I want the best for my children. Like I saw on this TV show one day, where this husband and wife is a Latino couple, and they went around every day collecting cans and glass out of garbage dumpsters. And they was showing on the show how they had three kids who were like excelling real well in school and going to these really nice schools. And then they were showing that behind it was their parents every day going out with garbage cans and selling bottles. Talk to the parents. The parents said, oh yeah, that's what, you know, because I really want to see them doing good, and this, you know, and this is worth every little thing we're doing for them. You know, in other words, there was not one iota of resentment. But the parent that went, you know, yeah, I went out every day and did this for my kids, and I don't even hear from them. They don't